USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Some highlights from today's funeral service for John McCain at the Washington National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush, McCain's one-time campaign rival.
In the end, I got to enjoy one of life's great gifts, the friendship of John McCain. And I'll miss him.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger.
The world will be lonelier without John McCain.
Former Senator Joseph Lieberman.
Godspeed, dear friend. May angels sing you to your eternal home.
And McCain's daughter, Megan.
My father is gone, but I know his life. And I know it was great because it was good.
Also speaking, former President Barack Obama and McCain's son, Jimmy McCain, who read his father's favorite poem, The Requiem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Mother Nature may put a damper on several parts of the eastern United States over the Labor Day weekend. NOAA Weather Prediction Center forecaster Brian Hurley says heavy rains pounded parts of Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware last night.
Portions of the Central Plains, northern Kansas, eastern Nebraska, moving into much of Iowa, northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and into south and western lower Michigan. These are the areas that are going to be bearing watching over the next couple of days.
Law enforcement agencies in Central California say they've dismantled the MS-13 gang with 25 arrests across the state. Attorney General Xavier Becerra says gang members will be charged with murder, assault, and drug trafficking.
If you want to commit crime in California, we will find you. Especially if you want to terrorize our families and our communities, we will get you.
The 25 suspects will be prosecuted in state and federal court. The first round of arraignments will take place on Tuesday. The investigation also helped solve killings and assaults in New York, Las Vegas, and Houston. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Grizzly bear hunts that were scheduled in Idaho and Wyoming won't start as planned due to a temporary restraining order that was issued by a federal judge in Montana. USA's Wendy King reports.
In the ruling, U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen blocked the hunts from starting for at least 2 weeks while he comes to a decision. Last year, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced that the Yellowstone grizzly bear, a localized class of the North American grizzly found in the greater Yellowstone area, would no longer be considered endangered. When the bear hit the endangered list in 1975, it was estimated there were fewer than 150 left. Now, there are roughly 750. After that announcement, Wyoming and Idaho decided to hold grizzly hunts this fall. Environmental groups have sued the federal government to challenge the delisting decision.
The bishop who officiated Friday's all-star funeral for Aretha Franklin has come under fire for how he received pop star Ariana Grande after her performance. Bishop Charles Ellis III joked that Grande's name sounded like something from the Taco Bell menu.
Maybe it's just a joke that went bad. But when you're doing a program for 9 hours and you're trying to keep it lively, you're trying to make some funny references and what have you.
He was also criticized for putting an arm around Grande above her waist with one hand against the side of her chest. Bishop Ellis offered an apology to Grande Friday, saying he was just trying to show her some love like he does everyone else. You're listening to USA Radio News.